You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio, back in the activation zone here at the IBSA World Blind Games 2023. And I'm with Catherine Fielding, one of the development managers from Goalball here, and I'm going to have a go at Goalball. But before I do that, Catherine's going to give me a bit of an overview of what actually Goalball is. Catherine?
Yep, so Goalball is a three-a-side Paralympic sport. Usually played indoors, so we're outdoor on grass today, a little bit different. Some key characteristics, which are similar to a lot of visually impaired sports. So first of all our athletes wear eye shades, so no one can see. So it just makes it a complete level playing field. We then use an audible ball, so I'll give you a quick shake of one of those. So this is a proper match ball.
Oh my goodness, that sounds.
It's 1.25 kilograms, similar size to a basketball, but a lot heavier.
Okay.
The court is then tactile. So we're tracking the ball using our ears rather than our eyes, and then we're orientating using touch rather than sight. So in a sports hall, we put down string and tape so players feel where they are for the key marks on the court. Out here today, we've just got some mats. So three aside, playing in a triangular formation, so no one should bump into each other. The goal is then the full width of the court. So on a proper goal ball court, it's 9 metres wide, 18 metres long. And that 9 metre goal, all three of you work as a team to defend, and equally all three of you work as a team to attack. Non-invasive, so it's the ball that travels backwards and forwards, so you don't go charging to the other end and rugby tackle the players. It's the ball that travels towards you. You attack a bit like tempting bowling, so the ball travels along the floor so you can hear the bells. And you defend a bit like goalkeeping in football, so stretching out using your body as a barrier.
And do people lie on the ground? Is that how it...
Yeah, I mean, lying makes it sound a bit leisurely. It is fast and furious. The males throw that ball at silly speeds, so you need really quick reflexes to be really agile. But yeah, from a defensive point of view, you are low on the ground because the ball is on the ground, and you transfer from what we call the ready position into the barrier position, stretching out, making use of your body, and then to attack, you transfer to your feet. Today, the games, as in the activation zone game, it's a bit more static just because we've not got the tactile markings. But in the proper sports hall, if you get over to Coventry, see the athletes, there's a lot of movement within their area, a lot of deception, run-ups to create power. So yeah, it's not kind of that slow and steady at that level.
Yeah, so a bit faster than we're going to be doing today, but how do I prepare myself to play?
We'll take you through the basic positions for attack and defence, and then best way to learn goalball is to play goalball.
Excellent, okay. So what should we do first?
So we've got a little triangle of mats. So this would be the right wing.
Okay.
Okay. And then if we come forwards, this is the centre.
Okay.
So I'm now in centre. Connor, say hello.
Yep.
And then you're on the left wing. So we're in that triangle formation.
Right.
So between us, we should be able to block the goal, which is all the way behind us. That's the plan, working as a team. So you're now facing the goal you're attacking.
Right.
So the goal you're defending would be from here
all
the way across.
Okay.
Yeah, behind Connor. Did you say hello again, Connor?
Yep, over here.
So it's the full width of the court.
So it's a big thing that you've got to defend.
Absolutely, yeah. So if you sit yourself down on the mat now, then the end position we're looking for, if you lie on your side.
Yeah, so I'm lying on my side.
Yeah, okay. And then stretch out your legs, stretch out your arms. So it's a bit of a Superman position.
Okay, but on my side.
On your side, yeah. So the most crucial thing is probably for your nose to get hidden behind your top arm.
Okay,
because so now if the ball strikes, so if that was the ball, rather than if your arm's wide and your face there, you're getting the ball on your nose there.
Nose,
so the ball is then going to hit you. Ladies will wear a chest plate,
yes.
And fellas wear a box.
Yeah, of course.
Then, in theory, with your legs, it's very hard on grass to slide into that position, but your top leg comes up a little bit there, so you need a lot of core strength.
Yeah.
Okay? So the ball now can't get through that gap.
Yep.
If they're flat, the ball's unlikely
My legs need to be slightly apart.
You're just lying, dissecting the mat almost.
Okay.
So Connor, just go to front centre opposite end for me, please, and give us a shout. You've got a pretend ball, so as it's travelling towards you, you would then go from that sitting up position because you need to decide whether you're going to go left or right, depending on where the ball is.
Okay.
So you slide into position, so drop down into that barrier, and then the ball would come in. What you want to do is just let your body stop the ball, then you get your hands on it.
Right.
And it's basically surface area in a way. If you were just on your knees going with your hands, you're not covering much of that 9 metre goal.
No.
So you're increasing the likelihood of stopping it.
Okay.
So that's what happens. Ball comes in, block it with your body. You would then be in possession. So we're going to pretend that you're in possession now. So then you get to your feet.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're on the mat.
Still on the mat.
So in a sports hall, we would just sweep our feet on the floor to feel a line, make sure we're in the right place. We don't want to score our own goal. You would then normally go back to the goal to orientate yourself, because the crossbar would be on the small of your back, so you'd just know you're facing the right way, and then drive off the goal to generate some power. Here today, we're just going to do it from a standing position on the mat, so on a shorter court. So are you left-handed or right-handed?
I'm right-handed.
So just put your right hand out with the palm facing up.
Palm facing
so
up.
So the ball would rest on it.
Yep.
You're then going to take one step forward with your left leg as you swing the right arm back. So step and swing, then go into a lunge, and you release the ball.
Okay.
Has to travel the floor.
Because you were saying it was like bowling, like...
A little bit like bowling. Yeah. It's really important the ball travels on the floor. So, you know, it's a game of skill rather than a game of chance. If the ball's in the air, you can't hear it.
Yes.
You're hoping for the best. The ball's on the floor. If I'm playing badminton, for example, from a sighted perspective, my eyes are on the shuttlecock, I'm adjusting my feet, I'm connecting with my racket. If I'm playing goal ball, we say, you know, our ears are on the ball, we're adjusting our body and getting ready to stop it. So that's kind of the basic attack, that one step and swing, send it nice and low.
Okay.
So that's the theory. We'll try and put it into practice a little bit. So Connor's going to go down to the other end. We'll bring you over to the centre mat. Down. When you've not got the ball, you're down low because you're waiting for the ball to come to you. Then when you get the ball, you stand up. So Connor's going to start with the ball. And then the game is controlled by the referee's whistles and calls. So you ready, Connor? Play. So listen for it coming. As it comes, stretch out. Let it hit you. Say, got it. So you're 2 minutes
now. Got it.
Quickly transfer to your feet. So it really is up, down, left, right, forwards, backwards. Up, down, left, right, forwards, backwards.
That's good. That's good.
Like any sport, there's lots of rules to keep the game safe and fair. The four key rules for us are eye shades go on and stay on during the game, because obviously visual impairment's a spectrum, so it's just making sure that nobody can see anything. And the ball has to travel on the floor, so it doesn't make any noise. Also, the players and the coaches and the spectators, which can sometimes be a bit of a challenge, need to remain quiet while the ball's in play. So if you go over to the arena, you'll hear a bit of a roller coaster ride. When the ball's in play, it's nice and quiet. Then when there's a goal or a substitution, the crowd go almost like extra noisy. Yeah. So we've got a lot of air horns and crazy people over there making lots of noise. Fun. But on court, control the noise. And then the other key rule is what's called 10 seconds. So as a team, you only have 10 seconds to get the ball back to the other team. So it makes it a really fast-paced game. And you know, in goal ball, it's three a side, there's nowhere to hide. It's not like football where you can go play on left wing and have maybe 5 minutes no contact time with the ball. In goal ball, it's back at you straight away. If you switch off, it hits you somewhere where it hurts. So you need to stay awake. But that's goal ball.
Excellent. And if people want to get involved in goal ball, want to give it a go, are there lots of teams that they can join, lots of clubs that they can join around the country?
Yeah, we've got lots of different clubs. We're developing new clubs all the time, and we've got some taster sessions specifically based around the World Games to encourage more people to get involved. So there's opportunities for anyone of any age, any ability. All the details are on our website, which is goalballuk.com, and also social media channels. You can also come along to our domestic tournaments. We're always on the lookout for volunteers to help with coaching and with officiating and just the general running of a club. So it's a great sport to get involved in.
And as I've just found out, people might think it's a lying down sport, but by God, you certainly have to be up and down on your feet and up and down. It's pretty intensive. And if you're around in Birmingham over the next few days, you can come down to the activation zone and give goal ball a try yourself. Catherine, thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Well played.